This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here at republicbroadcasting.org. It is the 28th of August, and yes, it is the year 2008. Kind of frightening year ahead of us. We have the Obama-Biden ticket. I saw a snippet of Biden's speech last night in which he trashed the Russians. You know, we've got to defend democracy and so forth. That trashing of Russia is part of the Jewish Zionist agenda. A lot of people haven't caught up with that fact just yet. They still think we're involved in the old Cold War with Russia. Well, we could end up in a shooting war with Russia, and the reason why we might end up in a shooting war with Russia is because, well, let's put it frankly, ladies and gentlemen, that was the big prize. That was the big prize for the international Jewish communist movement when they grabbed control of Russia in 1917. And then under the years of Joseph Stalin, they started to lose their grip. There was a resurgence of Jewish power in Russia, and then immediately upon the collapse of the old Soviet system, we saw the Jewish plutocrats seize control of that country. But Vladimir Putin came into office with their assistance, and he turned the tables on them. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's bad enough that Biden is out there blasting the Russians, but of course John McCain has been going after them for a long, long time. Mark Glenn has written about this in American Free Press. I've written about the efforts of the Council on Foreign Relations crowd, the American unit of the Rothschild family's Royal Institute for International Affairs. I've written how they have issued hate-filled rhetoric against nationalist Russia under Vladimir Putin. And, of course, now we have the big question coming up, who will be John McCain's Joe Biden, that is, who will be John McCain's running mate. They are now suggesting that this chinless wonder from Minnesota, this evangelical Christian, read dispensationalist, fanatic, Tim Pawlenty, if I'm even pronouncing his name correctly, that he may well be the running mate. This is a rumor that's circulating as a consequence of a number of news reports saying that he's canceled his activities in Denver, the implication being that he may end up joining John McCain at some rally somewhere to be introduced as his running mate, which will mean, if indeed he is, that my longstanding prediction that it would be Joe Lieberman will not come true, although I've been pretty much on the mark as far as Joe Lieberman's drift, so to speak, into the Republican Party. We'll probably get that monster as Secretary of State in a McCain administration, assuming, of course, the strings are pulled to make McCain President of the United States. But, you know, in some respects, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Pawlenty as Vice President may be even worse than Joe Lieberman. You know why? Because with Lieberman, what you see is what you get. You know exactly what you're dealing with. Someone who is steeped in the evil of the Talmud, the filthy, vile, guttural teachings of the Talmud, ancient teachings of hatred for the other, for the goyim. That's what we get out of Joe Lieberman. That's what we know we'll get out of Joe Lieberman. This guy, Pawlenty, the chinless wonder, ladies and gentlemen, this is a man who abandoned his Catholic faith to become a nutcase. That means Mr. Pawlenty is a lunatic, a part of a Jewish-controlled cult. That's even worse than having a hate-filled Jew as Vice President of the United States. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. Before that first break, I was talking about the Chinless Wonder from Minnesota. You know, folks, just think about this for a minute now. I want to get back to Mr. Pawlenty's conversion, his abandonment of his Roman Catholic heritage, and his adoption of dispensationalism. Talk about more about that in a moment, because I do consider that very significant, and it probably has something to do with the fact that this little-known governor has suddenly been, over the past year or so, been subjected to the famous work of the Great Mentioner. It's no coincidence that some people get mentioned for vice president or for president, and some don't. I mean, don't forget, Bill Clinton was being mentioned as a future possible presidential candidate even before he got elected governor of Arkansas, because people in high places were promoting him and mentioning him. Well, that's the story with Tim Pawlenty. Now, folks, there have been many, many Republican governors, senators, members of the House of Representatives all across this country who've been around a lot longer than Tim Pawlenty. Tim Pawlenty, in fact, apparently is a year younger than I am, so it amazes me to remind myself that I long ago passed the age for being qualified to serve constitutionally as president of the United States. That is 35 years old. So here's Mr. Pawlenty getting the big hello from the mass media, being mentioned as a possible McCain running mate. Well, I think one of the reasons why he's been mentioned is because he's considered safe. More than safe, ladies and gentlemen. No, he is a member of the cult. He is a member of the dispensationalist cult. This cult that portrays itself as Christianity, this cult that was cooked up in, the late 18th century and solidified in its power position in the early years of the 20th century, taking real hold, taking real root in the 1960s and 1970s on the leadership of criminals like Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell and Tim LaHaye. So a member of this cult is now being considered for the second slot in the McCain presidential ticket. This is scary, folks, because this guy is a member of a cult that worships the Jewish people and the state of Israel rather than putting Jesus Christ at the center of the faith. Now, I know there's a lot of you out there who don't like the Catholic Church for whatever reason, doctrinal reasons, political reasons. There are many of you out there who believe that the Vatican is the real root of the problem. So therefore, it might seem that you should be cheering on Tim Pawlenty because he gave up this evil religion, as many of you, I'm sure, perceive it, and it's your right to perceive that way. And now he has become a dispensationalist. Now that, in my mind, should present a quandary for people because we do know that the McCain represents the New World Order. What some have called Jewish supremacism, what might be called the Jewish utopia, which is precisely what the New World Order is. It's not the product of the German death cult. It's not the product of the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations is only one element of it all. But in any case, here Mr. Pawlenty has abandoned his Roman Catholicism. Now this should be a strong indicator as to Mr. Pawlenty's spiritual nature because, you know, what we have here, for better or for worse, Roman Catholicism, with all its warts, was the foundation of Christianity and Western civilization until the church was broken asunder. Part of that was the church's own internal corruption, but much of it also came from Jewish and Freemasonic elements that wanted to break the back of the Roman Catholic Church and increase their own power. But be that as it may, we now have Mr. Pawlenty preaching the gospel of Jews and Israel rather than the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, well, that's the man who will be a heartbeat away from the presidency. This is a man who dreams of Armageddon, ladies and gentlemen. That's pretty frightening. We have a choice of Joe Lieberman, who I believe one of our callers last night, not talking about Lieberman directly, but talking about the historic Jewish philosophy of destruction of other civilizations, confident that in the end, the Jewish people would prevail. We have a choice of that, or we have a choice of a so-called Christian who wants to bring about Armageddon because wonderful things will happen and he'll get raptured. Oh, maybe I've devoted much time to Mr. Pawlenty, but it's something that we have to consider because this man may well indeed be John McCain's vice presidential choice. That all remains to be seen. shifting focus a little bit here, but not really shifting focus, talking about this is so hilarious in one hand, and yet on the other hand, frightening. A gentleman with the distinctly un-Irish name of Rivkin, he's an attorney with a big shot law firm here in Washington, David B. Rivkin Jr., served in the White House under Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush and in the Justice Department. He and a gentleman with the unlikely name of Carlos Ramos Mrazovsky. I don't know if that's a Russian name or a name of a Jewish family living in Russia. And I do draw the distinction in deference to my own Russian relatives. Relatives, very proud to say, are my relatives. Real Russians. In any case, Mr. Carlos Ramos Mrazovsky and David B. Riv Jr. have written a commentary in the Washington Post on August 27th saying, target the Kremlin pocketbooks. Of course, basically what these two Irishmen, quote, I'm complaining about is the fact that Vladimir Putin kicked the Jewish oligarchs out of Russia, and now non-Jewish people are benefiting. Russia's economy is growing. Vladimir Putin, still essentially in charge of Russia, is standing up to the New World Order. So now they refer to these two Irishmen, they refer to the shady cadre running modern Russia. He called them Czechist oligarchs. They increase dominate lists of the world's richest individuals. They invest their ill-gotten wealth abroad and maintain opulent residences in London, Paris, and the Côte d'Azur. They educate their children at Western universities and even elect Western sports teams. Oh, they're really mad about that because the Jews have always, or at least in recent years, dominated the ownership of sports teams here in the United States. Well, these two conspiracy theorists, these two Jewish haters, these anti-Russian conspiracy theory bigots. They talk about what they now call the oligarch widespread corruption. Using the terms, they're turning the tables here, ladies and gentlemen. Just as Vladimir Putin turned the tables on the Jewish oligarchs, now people are trying to hype up the idea that the Russian government is corrupt. Why don't they just say it outright, folks? They don't like the Russian because the Russian government is a nationalist government that has taken on Jewish power. They're not going to say that. They say the subpoenas, indictments, asset forfeitures, judgments, and travel restrictions will hit where even the most callous feel pain, squarely in the butt. An obsession, an interest in money, obviously. Westerners should also support private investors who try to challenge Kremlin-backed thievery. Goes on and on and on. The Jews here, these two Jews, or at least one of them is, I don't know about the other one, but these guys are pitching the Jewish line about Russia, the New World Order's line about Russia, using the same kind of stereotypes that the Anti-Defamation League and the Simon Wiesenthal Center always crying about, oh, conspiracy theories about wealthy Jews running the media and being corrupt, which is true. But needless to say, now they are attacking wealthy goyim, as they call us. Wealthy goyim. Painting a conspiracy theory about wealthy goyim dominating Eve Russia. God, these people. Hey, their chutzpah has no bounds. Stay tuned, folks.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversified by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You worked hard for your assets. Former trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner at RBN or visit our website, onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged artery, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbx.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president what we grow here. And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-268, or visit us at hempusa.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press. Yeah, talking here. You know, folks, by the way, we have a couple callers lined up here. We'll probably have room for more. The number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, folks, I have always had a deep interest in the history of motion pictures and television. Read a lot about the film industry, its history, movie star biographies. I just had a general interest in it all my life. I would have liked made films, but I got away from that a long, long time ago. I realized that a little goy from Pennsylvania was never going to get anywhere as a director in the motion picture industry, but I think I had the talent, but of course I didn't have the right ethnic persuasion or the right connections to make such a thing possible. But in any case, I still maintained an interest there. And, you know, over the weekend, or last weekend, I picked a book about its sitcoms, the 101 greatest TV comedies of all time. It's a by an Irishman named Ken Boom and somebody named Frank Vlasnik. Interesting book. If you have any interest in sitcoms, situation comedy, it's a good overview of a lot of the shows. But it's funny, interesting how you can find even, I guess, what shall we say, political commentary in the pages of such volumes, really revealing comments and so forth. Now, despite the fact that I absolutely detest what our founding father Thomas Jefferson referred to as that depraved religion, Judaism. His words, not, I detest its depravity. I detest political consequences of that religion being put into political practice. And now misdirecting America's fortunes. I have always admired many, many people of the Jewish faith for their talents in acting and directing and screenwriting. Despite the fact that I detest their depraved religion, as Thomas Jefferson described it. So that having been said, as I say, many of the people whose work is commemorated in this book happen to be Jewish, but it's interesting, some of the comments that the writer makes, talking about one of the television programs that he's reviewing, he says nothing is sacred, not even the Holocaust. Isn't it interesting that he says that on this one particular program, which happens to be Curb Your Enthusiasm, starring Jewish actor Larry David, this author of this book says that not even the Holocaust is sacred. In other words, that's one thing that you're not allowed to talk about. You're not allowed to joke about. Just thought that was kind of interesting that he said that, because it's so absolutely true. Elsewhere in the book, he talks about the famous show Hogan's Heroes. He comments that many people of the Jewish persuasion were very upset about that show, but it's kind of funny, interesting, that the gentleman who played the Nazi colonel and the gentleman who played the sergeant, Sergeant Schultz and Colonel, they were Jewish actors. Kind of interesting. I think we've all known that. That's been around for a long, long time. But needless to say, just another one of these little items. And then I refer to Married with Children. I found that to be a very funny show, but, you know, it was a very trashy show. And here is what this writer says about it. How can you go? This premiere series of the Fox Network set on for shows and news programs to come. It didn't just push the envelope, it shredded it. Well, why I comment upon that is the fact that this Fox Network, which is putting out all of this garbage, this Fox Network, of course, is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who is the grand poobah American conservatives who are constantly harping about family values, and yet the show that provide the shows, the programs, the network that provide the funding for their intrigue is one of the trashiest networks you've ever seen. It probably is only a level above probably some stuff on pay television, which is outright pornography. In fact, some pornography might actually be more tasteful than some garbage coming out of the mouths of these people on this conservative network. Isn't it interesting, folks? This is what Fox News was all about. You know, Rupert Murdoch was a product, basically a well-paid hireling of the Rothschild family and the Bronfmans and the Oppenheimers, the big diamond and gold king South Africa. And this is what he did. You know, he set up this network to provide an alternative to the liberal networks, and yet he put out more garbage in a form of quote-unquote entertainment than you ever saw on ABC or CBS or NBC. What a dirty trick. But it goes to show you, just to show you how you fool all of the people all of the time. Or so it seems. All right, we're going to the break, folks. Some callers lined up here, and we'll go to them right after the turn of the half hour.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle truth.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato?
Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation and should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation. Do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FEC-listed lab and proven to block up to 97% of phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're going to go right to the phone call here, see what you have to say about whatever it is you have something to say about. Let's go first to Dave in South Carolina. Dave, come on up.
Hey, Mike, you ambushed me. I have to catch more calls ahead of me.
I got a whole raft here, Dave, so what's going on?
Not much. I'll try to make it quick here. In regards to the Russian situation, the Western Europeans, though they're in NATO, they're not going to go along with this bullying around that we're trying to do with these people, with the Russians. The people themselves, you know, the governments themselves, they're bought off, you know, of course, and they're like our government over here.
Yeah.
But the Europeans, they know war on their own soil and their cities. They've all lost someone in World War II, you know. We have not known war on our soil since 1812, the Civil War. But, you know, we don't know what it's like. You know, if you've ever been in it, you don't want it.
You don't want it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And Vlad the Impaler Putin, he flat out said on an interview with Matthew Chance today on CNN that he said, well, you know, yeah, the United States is the Russians to attack. And they were making a big stink about that on CNN, United Kingdom's website, you know, the press over there. But we all knew it over here anyway. Anybody who has access to the alternative media, so obviously, and I'm sure the Ismandos were the ones at the head of the line there, said, okay, go that way. And they went that
hell,
way.
The head of the Georgian defense chief is an Israeli complete citizen.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, how much... Well, you know, how much more obvious can it be, you know?
Exactly. One thing I wanted to kind of clear up something I spoke with you about tonight, you know, I didn't want to really get on people's bad with this. You know, I knew that when the Christian church during the Middle Ages, and during the Dark Ages especially, was a as a strong unifying force for our people during the birth pangs of Western civilization. And it did its job and did it well. You know,
absolutely.
It kept us together. It did a really good thing for us at the time. But when it finally just, you know, fell apart, the Reformation and everything else, that's really been a thing since then. But, you know, they're trying to start up World War III. And if this Paul Lente guy gets in there, you know, McCain's not going to be around too much longer, probably, with his age.
Yeah, I mean, I have such serious questions about McCain. But then when we get this Paul Lente, I think that's the key to understanding why this guy who we've never heard of has suddenly been mentioned for the vice president. It's because they know the guy is a nut. The guy is a member of the Zionist cult.
Mm-hmm. And converts are always the more fanatical.
Yeah, and the fact that he actually abandoned Roman Catholicism altogether to become a member of the cult is what's very, very telling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting because, you know, Senator Sam Brownback, who has been a water carrier for Jewish interests here in Washington, he actually converted Protestantism to Roman Catholicism, and yet he is himself a fanatic supporter of Israel. I always suspected that his conversion was in fact for very political reasons, that he was trying to cozy himself up with Catholic voters, but I think remaining committed to his dispensationalist philosophy. In fact, you know, this townhouse here on Capitol Hill, where four or five members of the House and the Senate live together, and basically it's a dispensationalist group house, if you can imagine that.
Mm,
and
I wonder where the little brothel is around the corner. Mayo brothel.
Well, this place in some respects might just be called a brothel itself when you think about what's going on there. But, you know, so in any case, yeah, I think we've got some tough times ahead here.
Well, could I just make one point here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Something I've always thought was pretty ironic, too, you know, and one of the main, I always had this, you know, okay, just you take a look at the Old Testament, for instance, the book of Exodus particularly, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, the story of Joseph, for instance. You know, he wound up getting sold into slavery by his brothers into Egypt. Next thing you know, he's, you know, practically Bernard Baruch of Egypt, you know. And he's out the exact blueprint battle plan that the things the Jews do, the nation they go. There it is. And these people have looked at this thousands of years and thought,
yeah, I mean,
ain't
like,
it wonderful?
I was reading some of the Bible the other day, and I came across this one quotation, and I'm not a Bible quoter, but it basically says, tell the story of how the Jews looked upon this land, and they said, we're gonna take everything here for ourselves, and those who resist us, kill them.
Yeah, and then they grabbed all their gold and silver and jewels and took off and ran, you know, they got out of Dodge.
That's what the New World Order is all about. It's not a
plundering.
German death cult. It's
plundering
not a German death
us.
Cult.
Exactly. Well, Michael, it's great to talk to you again.
All right, Dave, all right, as always, now. Take care. All right, let's go to Martin in Washington. I guess he wants to talk about Operation Raptor, according to the note and pass to me. Martin, come on up.
Howdy.
How you doing, Martin?
Well, good news is I've had the door open most of the day, enjoying one of the last warm days of summer.
Okay.
The bad news is it's one of the last warm days of summer. Yeah. Anyway, it has to do with the caller last night, and you very rightly expressed some doubt about the story of the 20,000 generals being assassinated.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty big number. I mean,
well, I decided to research the thing, and it's a rabbit hole, and things get curiouser and curiouser. And this guy, his name is Stu Webb.
Right.
He's kind of the source for it, and he claims that the Tinsley, that he was assassinated. He also claims that there was another one. Dykoff has been arrested and charged with treason. And so there were some inadvertent comments like, okay, you've named two. Who are the other 18?
Okay, yeah, I mean, I actually, let me tell you something, Martin. I did some checking on it. I didn't have time to really go into it, but that was the figure that's hearing, 20,000, and then they're saying it's 20. So is it even 20 is an extraordinary number, I think.
Right, and then all sorts of other things about how, no, they aren't being killed, they're being kidnapped, and or they hadn't killed, but the CIA is in charge of the bodies and to be transported to Iraq. And then there's going to be a false flag Iranian border incursion in Iraq, and those gents are going to be found dead, and therefore that'll be the justification for going into Iran. It keeps getting funnier and funnier and funnier. And the story about this Dykoff is that he was commander on these craft carrier that caught fire. I don't know if you picked up on that one.
No, I didn't. No, as a matter of fact, my view of the material was very cursory.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Anyway, this was, it had to do with smoking used to have started a fire that caused $7 million in damage to the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier George Washington, based in Norfolk, Virginia, naval officials. Anyway, Dykoff caught fired because of it. They're not supposed to smoke below deck. And guys smoking below deck, and there were flammable materials. And,
God.
Yeah. And he was fired for it. But where it really gets interesting, and I told you going down the rabbit hole, and you'll recognize this name, and it's an article dated August 1st, 2008, and the name is Sorcha Fall.
Yes, I've heard that name, and I've heard many people raising serious questions about the credibility.
Everything she writes is nonsense. She is disinfo from day one.
Okay.
And I'm surprised, well, no, I'm not, that's not a fair thing to say. Anyway, she's just well known as being disinfo, just story after story, prediction after prediction, nothing comes true, nothing that's supposed to have happened ever did. You know, you can never verify anything.
Yeah, and
because
yet
it's all
so
nonsense.
Many people circulate so many stories of that nature that absolutely have no foundation in truth whatsoever.
And that's, you know, you've expressed that you're disgusted about how people, in the same way that mainstreamers say, oh, I read it in the New York Times, or I saw it on CNN, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
And people who say, oh, I saw it on the Internet, it's got to be true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when you actually try to research stuff, it turns out to be there's no there.
That's a good, yes, exactly. Yeah, I've seen time and time again, I can't have anything in particular, but there were, well, actually, I gave an example. There's a widely circulated piece about the Bush family, which implicates them in the attempted overthrow of Franklin Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah.
But you look at it, and there is no there. You know, I mean, it's like it says, here's the information, and then you're supposed to click on this link, and it takes you to something that absolutely does not say anything about it. But, you know, it would be like if I took a copy of the Bible and said, there's information in the Bible which proves that my theory about the JFK assassination is right, and that it was predicted the Jews and the Israelis would get together and kill F. Kennedy in the Bible. Well, I guarantee you that if I said something like that, there are people who would quote me to that effect and never look in the Bible themselves.
Well, or people who just read the headline.
Exactly. Martin, I appreciate your call very much. You've filled in some holes for me. I'm going to have to look into this further myself, but I think pretty much what you've told me now indicates that...
Well, I went through a bunch of websites. I Googled like crazy, and I've only given you a small smattering of what I found.
Yeah, but I'll bet you, well, you know, I'll tell you, in a case like this, you probably really don't need more than a small smattering to get the gist of what is or isn't true. Sometimes it's so obvious on its face. We had a story pawned off on American Free Press a few years ago that, well, I won't even go into the details, but I smelled it as a phony, and yet I actually came to conclude that this person who had written this story originated the story, that it was picked up by Greg Szymanski, who left the American Free Press a long time ago, saying we're controlled by the Vatican. But I got the impression that this person is having a good time cranking out these really bizarre stories and putting them out on the internet and just seeing how they take off. I expect one day for him to write a book and say, here's how I spoofed people all over the internet. And unfortunately, those stories do get the circulation that they shouldn't get, but that's all part of the problem. All right, Martin, I thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate that very much. All right, we have got Keith in Indiana. Keith, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, not too bad. I just had something might be important, but first a minor thing to talk about. About a week and a half ago, you went through a whole hour without taking calls about whether Boo was a Jew or not. Now, you know, Boo, to me, see, the term is something they adopted to deceive us. What we're really talking about are Edomites. All right, biblical. But it's irrelevant. If there was a government that was in control of the world at least 50, really 100 years before Hitler came to power, it didn't matter. Roosevelt was one of them, Churchill was one of them, and I believe Stalin was one of them. If not, he was a proselyte, so it wouldn't matter that way either. If it wasn't Hitler, it would have been someone else. So it's a moot point. But anyway, the more important thing is, you said dispensationalism came in the late 1800s. No, it was there in the days of the apostle, plaguing them. It was brought in mystery religion through Gnosticism. Simon the Sorcerer of Acts chapter 8 is a good one, buddy. I got volumes written on him.
Well, what I said, actually, I said 18th century, meaning the 1700s. That's where John Darby, I believe, started.
Right, take one. Yeah, okay.
Right.
I thought you said late 1800s, because with Schofield, it came to an fullness used as a political agenda.
Right, right.
See, they
exactly.
Added to it, right, for the world. But the thing about it is, the Roman Catholic Church was founded in dispensationalism. They ignored the weightier matter of law, the holy, everlasting Abrahamic covenant. It became a universal religion. Go out into the world when Christ went out into the world and find lost sheep. 98% of his sheep weren't even in the promised land. They were already in Scandinavia, the British Isles, all over Europe, Celts, Gauls. They had many names. They were Thrace. They were Christians. They were Romans. They were Carthaginians. They were Parthians. You know, Parthian was huge, filled with the tribes of Judah. You see, we just know our history. We don't understand the dispersions. And the single biggest word, I'll give you a few words, Jew, Gentile, and Israel. Get a concordance. When you read your Bible, get a concordance and look up Israel. 2,560 times. About as many times as man. It's a name that God gave to Jacob. You see, it's still the same covenant faith, because the old covenant and the new covenant are still based on the supreme covenant, which is the Abrahamic covenant. They're both sub-covenants under the Abrahamic covenant. The Catholic Church never had that. The Protestants are going to be very surprised, stand before the White Throne Judgment, and find out they were Catholic.
That's interesting.
Well, because you know what? They ignored the weightier matters of law, and that's what he condemned the Israelite Pharisees for. He didn't correct the Edomite Pharisees. He told them, you cannot hear my speech. The seed of the serpent has no chance of hearing God. And they were to rule over the world in times. Christ is going to smash them. He leaves Esau as a house of stubble. Read the two-page book of Obadiah. That's a judgment on Edom. But they kept customs, the green tree, and the Christmas, and the spirit of Christmas. That's condemned 10 times in the Bible. Read Jeremiah 10, 1-4. If that's not a Christmas tree, then you tell me what it is. But the
will say this, Keith. I think that the point just made there, one that we have to keep in mind, that in the end, these false prophets are going to be knocked down to size, and their followers are going to be in for a rude awakening. And I'm not sure if I want to be here when that happens, but if I am, I will take pleasure in seeing it happen. All right, Keith, thanks for your call. Very interesting.
Nice.
All righty. We are going through the break, folks. When we come back, we've got Carl in Canada. We'll bring Carl up when we come back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? Fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 3 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. Freeze-dry guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve. You can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency, natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate our unsecured debt 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw it away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
Read all of it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, folks, we're wrapping up the hour. We're going to squeeze in one more caller here. We've got Carl and Ken. Carl, come on up, or come on down, as the case may be.
Hey, I had agreed with what your last caller said. I definitely know I don't celebrate Christmas, and I haven't celebrated for years. Like it says in Jeremiah 10, don't learn the way of the heathen or the nation. You know? And it also warned about that in Deuteronomy. Oh, reminding about Keith, you know, he called about a month ago and left a message for me to call him back, and I didn't have money on my phone card. And then I got money on my phone card, and then I misplaced his number, so I didn't get to apologize. I didn't get to call him back. I know it's a interesting topic, though, and also Simon Maggs and how Simon the magician went to Rome, you know, because, you know, the Catholic Church that Peter went to Rome, but if you look at the writings of the early Christian fathers, you'll see Justin Martyr said that he didn't know of anything about Peter ever being in Rome. But, you know, Simon is another name for Peter. They, you know, they held the keys of, you know, like they built the Catholic Church. I don't want to get bashed the Catholic Church, but I mean, I totally
right, no,
about
I
the Protestants. Yeah, I don't. The Protestants follow the same theology, basically, except for maybe not worshiping Mary or praying to Mary as the Catholics do. So I stay from Easter, you know, Christmas. I learned many years ago. What I was calling about was about, you know, the situation. Trying to do a follow up here. My lawyer, I was telling you about, went to court last time. My lawyer had new evidence, and the people here don't even want to look at it, you know. And
typical.
Yeah, we have new evidence, and I don't know if your paper was going to do any follow-up on it. But basically, they're trying to say that I have psychiatric problems. When I've had independent doctors basically say that I have no illness, and they're trying to use my political and religious views to label me as crazy.
Right,
and
exactly.
We're not getting
yes.
anywhere.
Yes, I mean, this, you know, as I say, I hate to repeat myself, but this is all too typical. I mean, this is what they did in the Soviet Union. I mean, you know, it's... And this is happening right here on American soil, I mean, at North American soil at any rate.
Yeah. I mean, so, otherwise, you know, there's not much. Otherwise, there's not much new. Just appreciate it, you know, your show tonight. So.
Okay, well, appreciate you calling in, Carl. And all I can say is good luck. And God bless you. I know everybody out here is praying for you. And you know what? You know what? Prayer does mean something.
Yeah.
So, all right, Carl. Thanks for your call. All right. We are wrapping up the hour here. Apologies to the other callers we couldn't get in tonight, but. God willing, we will be here next week, so I just remind you to stay tuned to all the good programming that follows this through the weekend and up to Monday when I'll be back here, and I'm sure I'll have a lot to say about Joe Lieberman or Tim Lente or what other criminal gets picked for the Republican vice presidential nomination. We're going to lose either way, folks. That's just the sad truth. Okay, I have somebody calling in. I don't think we have much more time left, do we? Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Bill from Ohio is up. He has a correction, I guess. Bill, you just got a very short time. Go ahead.
Mike, how's it going?
How's it going, Bill? Yeah,
how's
what's up?
Fine. Hey, as Christmas goes, it's Christ Mass. St. Boniface converted the Germans, who were tree worshippers. They were pagans. He chopped their trees, and in their place grew fir trees. Hence, he was later known as a great saint. But that came to symbolize the Christmas celebration or Christ Mass.
Okay, fair enough.
These idiots that want to bash church, you got 33,000 Christian sects and counting. We are divided and third, courtesy of the Jew, and these guys are going to fall on, and they have no idea what they're talking about.
Okay, well, that's it. We have to cut him off because this hour is over, folks. Have a good evening.
Men, are you your